Hi, DUMC. Thank you so much for inviting me back to DUMC to share with you something that's in my heart. I must say that I want to thank Pastor Chris Kum when he asked me if I could share about the Malaysian United Firewall. So Pastor Chris Kum, thank you for this honor and for trusting me with this time with the congregation. DUMC, you're always, always our friends. So even as I want to share about this Malaysian United Firewall, let me start by turning to a passage of scripture, which is in Zechariah chapter 2, and that's where we begin to see what God was saying to us. So turn with me to this passage in Zechariah chapter 2, and I'll be reading the whole chapter, and then we will talk about the Malaysian United Firewall. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 1. Then I looked up, and there before me was a man with a measuring line in his hand. I asked, "Where are you going?" And he answered me, "To measure Jerusalem, to find out how wide and how long it is." Then the angel who was speaking to me left, and another angel came to meet him and said to him, "Run, tell that young man, Jerusalem will be a city without walls because of the great number of men and livestock in it. And I myself will be a wall of fire around it, declares the Lord, and I will be its glory within. Come, come, flee from the land of the north, declares the Lord, for I have scattered you to the four winds of heaven, declares the Lord. Verse 7. Come, O Zion, escape, you who live in the daughters of Babylon. For this is what the Lord Almighty says. After he has honored me and sent me against the nations that have plundered you, for whoever touches you touches the apple of his eye. I will surely raise my hand against them, so that their slaves will plunder them. Then you will know that the Lord Almighty has sent me. Shout and be glad, O daughter of Zion, for I am coming, and I will live among you, declares the Lord. Many nations will be joined with the Lord in that day, and will become my people. I will live among you, and you will know that the Lord Almighty has sent me to you. The Lord will inherit Judah as his portion in the Holy Land, and will again choose Jerusalem. Be still before the Lord, all mankind, because he has roused himself from his holy dwelling. Almighty God, what an awesome season we live in. Truly, O Lord God, you have aroused yourself from your holy dwelling. You have called your people back to you. You have said to us, O Lord God, you will be a wall of fire, and the glory of the Lord will be within. Almighty God, as we commit ourselves to you, as we submit ourselves to you in this awesome season, come, O Lord, come, O Lord, open our ears that we may have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. So, Lord, we bless you, MC, as they always will have ears to hear. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. You know, this is truly an awesome, awesome season. The whole call of the firewall actually started way back towards the early, in the beginning of the year, towards the last, on 31st of December 2020, when at the watch night service, Pastor Chu, my husband, began to say, he gave this verse, Zechariah 2:5, which is really the key verse, which says, run, verse 4 says, run, tell that young man, Jerusalem will be a city without walls, because of the great number of men and livestock in it. And verse 5, and I myself, the Lord Almighty himself, will be a wall of fire around it, and I will be its glory within. When I heard that message, I realized that God was saying something to us, because in the whole of the 2020 lockdown, God spent a lot of time really speaking to some of us about God's work, about what God is doing in this new era of world history. COVID-19 has redefined life. COVID-19 has redefined economy. COVID-19 has redefined even churches, how we do church. And so God used 2020 to do a very deep work in a group of us. And so when we heard this call on 31st December 2020, we knew that God was about to do something, and it had to do with something called the walls. And at that time, we had just finished studying building the walls of Nehemiah. We had studied the book of Haggai, and we were in Zechariah. Actually, this call about the firewall, even for the book of Zechariah, comes in the midst of two things. The first is that actually, Jerusalem was not in a good state. They had returned from the exile, and now the city was in absolute ruins, and the temple had not was actually in ruins. There was nothing of the temple. And yet God had brought back a group of people to rebuild the temple, and later on, another group of people to rebuild the walls. But in the midst of ruin, God was also saying something to the children of Israel. And that's what you find in Zechariah chapter 1. In Zechariah chapter 1, you hear this verse. Return to me, verse 3, declares the Lord, and I will return to you. And he goes on to say in verse 16, therefore, this is what the Lord says. I will return to Jerusalem with mercy, and there my house will be rebuilt, and the measuring line will be stretched out over Jerusalem, declares the Lord Almighty. What is God saying to us in the season post-pandemic, or in the midst of the pandemic, in the midst of so much confusion, in the midst of so much loss of hope, in the midst of so much division and chaos? The call of God is firstly to the people of God. Return to me, says the Lord. And if you have been following us on the firewall, the last 1 month has been about returning to the Lord. And what does it mean to return to the Lord? Return to the Lord what? Return to the Lord to build back the house of God. As you and I know, the house of God is not a physical church. In fact, now you can't even go to a physical church. What then is constitutes the house of God? Now look at Zechariah 2:4. It's interesting. What is returning to Jerusalem? What will Jerusalem really be like in these days, in the end days? Jerusalem, it says, is so vast. So vast will be the people in it. So vast will be the livestock that you cannot even measure it. Jerusalem will be like a city without walls. And this is where I get really excited. To be honest, when the Lord first talked to us about building, bringing back the people of God and building this wall, I only thought about 3 or 4 churches, because the Lord said to me, go and look for your friends and ask them now to build a wall around the nation. I only thought of 5 or 6 people, you know, that I thought maybe I'm brave enough to ask them to join me on this project of doing 24 hours of 15 minutes prayer, and maybe they might just do it. Little did I know that it would grow to what it is today. If I had known, maybe I wouldn't have started, because now there's no turning back, right? But now I begin to see another thing. Now the picture of what God was doing is clearer to me. When it says Jerusalem will be a city without walls, is and what it means to come and return to the house of God, God's house is not one church. In fact, today, it's quite exciting. If you've been to our 24/7, which I'm sure you have, I don't know how many hundreds of churches and little from small family churches to even, I don't know, workplace even. And that is house of God. The house of God is not one church. It's not even one denomination. It's not even one language group. The house of God in Malaysia is made up of every denomination, every language group. Isn't it exciting when I go 24/7? I hear Tamil worship. I hear Iban. I hear Kelabit. I hear even the OAs. Last Sunday, the OA man sang, I can't remember the tribe, sang an OA tribal song. And you know, you have families in worship. And this morning, workplace began to present their offering to the Lord. And I realized that the house of God is not just about a church service. It's about this wonderful thing called the house of God. I can't describe it in all its many facets and its all its dimensions. No wonder it is a city without walls. And I never dreamt of how could we build a church without walls. Well, God, in His wisdom, in His glory, in this whole lockdown that we think is so negative, has done something which eyes cannot have never seen, ears have never heard. A city with a church without walls. How does it happen? Through the Zoom space, through the digital space. And that is what God is doing. At least now we have something to talk about. When we first started in March, I really had no clue what God was doing. Let me show to you a little diagram. So when we first started, we had no clue what God was doing. In my heart, I roughly knew, but I could not express it clearly. So one of my members, when the pastor told him, now we must learn to build a wall around our nation, she was so confused. Why would I want to build a wall? What on earth is this prayer wall, a firewall all about? And she was like protesting to her pastor about it. Then the Lord spoke to her. Let me show you a picture of why we must build a wall. The Lord said to her, look at this diagram. Look at the towers. Every tower represents prayer movements of God. Every tower represents churches that have been faithful, lifting their hands towards God. Every tower represents even families, even people groups, wherever they are in the nation of Malaysia. So the first thing God was telling her, the firewall is a response of God to all these prayers that have been offered faithfully over, I discovered, over 20 years, over 30 years. Some people have been praying for this land, loving the Lord, lifting up holy hands before God for the last 20 to 30 years. And some are stronger, some are weaker, but it doesn't matter. They have been faithful. And then the Lord said to her, these towers of prayer, however, are isolated from each other. They're standing on themselves. They are not linked. And unless you and I begin to call our friends and begin to build a wall linking one tower to another, there is no big wall around Malaysia. There is no big wall around the cities of Malaysia. There's no big wall around the states of Malaysia. It is the walls that provide protection, that prevents the enemy from coming in to steal, kill, and destroy. In fact, another sister also shared with me, she says, do you know when there are no walls, evangelism is a lost game because we reach out to people, the enemy comes and steals away the souls of men. And that is why the walls around cities are protection, number one. But secondly, it links. It links one tower that is raising up its pillar of fire to the Lord and the next. And because we are all linked, God himself comes into it. Whatever God asks us to do, it happens. And that is why I want to very, very quickly say this. The firewall is definitely not another prayer idea. Let me tell you this. Malaysia has too many teachings on prayer. It's no longer to be taught, but to do. All right? The season of being taught is over. It's a season of doing. It's also not another prayer idea. You know, now we move from prayer altars to a firewall. No, it's not. It's definitely not another prayer idea. Secondly, you might not like to hear this, but it is not a short-term response to a crisis. It's not, God never asks us to do this firewall just because there's COVID, but rather the COVID is our excuse. They're all locked in. We have time to build this firewall. So it's not a response to a crisis. In fact, God has never wanted us to pray prayers that only respond to crisis. The crisis-driven prayers is never from the kingdom of God. The third thing, it's not also asking us in churches to get rid of our church prayer altars, to get an even big prayer movements, that Prayer United, mid-afternoon prayers. It's in fact not even asking them to stop doing that, but rather we become a network. Remember the towers? Remember the towers? Do you MC? You definitely have your powerful church corporate altar. We have it. So what do? Each of us will still maintain it, now and then, as we are doing now in the 24 hours, we will say, let's contribute 1 hour to building this firewall around the nation of Malaysia. Then we go back and build our own again. Then we regroup and then we come back again. Now, there's so many churches in Malaysia. There's so many prayer networks in Malaysia. Surely 24 hours of prayer is not impossible for a nation like Malaysia. And that is what the firewall is about. So I'm going to very simply say this to you. There were four mission statements given to me by the Lord. He says, really, if you think about the firewall, it has four missions. It has four things that it wants, four pillars that our mission stands from. The first is called the prayer of unison. Now, you will look, if you go to the Malaysian United Firewall website, you will see that we have what's called prayers all written out. Why did we write out all these prayers? Shouldn't prayer be ad lib? Well, yes and no. Many people want to pray, but don't know how to pray, right? They really don't know how to pray. So apart from the Lord's Prayer, that's it. They don't know how to pray. Secondly, it's also, while all of us may be praying, we could be hitting at different targets of the same thing. So the prayer of unison provides a similar direction all of us hitting only one point. Example, the prayer of unison has actually started with only one prayer for COVID-19, and it goes like that. Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over my sins and the sins of my nation. Together with one voice, deliver us from COVID-19, heal our land, and send revival. Can you imagine every believer in Malaysia praying that one similar prayer? It is called the prayer of unison. The second thing about the power of prayer of unison is called the prayer of one accord. Prayer of one accord, I'm going to share this a little bit more afterwards, actually is about praying together in the same place at the same time. Thirdly, it's about prayer networks of prayer altars, a network of prayer altars, all our prayer altars coming together. And finally, it's about also, this is very important, the fourth pillar is very important. It's called the prayer covering, training people as they come each morning, 15 minutes, to spend time before in prayer. They learn to first of all consecrate their own lives. So the first prayer you see every day, it doesn't change, the prayer of consecration. But the second thing, everybody is going to learn to pray for their families. Even for me, who has been praying for a long, long time, I've never done prayer for my family in a systematic way every day. And then thirdly, we have to pray for our churches, our ministries. You know, someone told me this. If you do not cover your pastors and your churches in prayer, you should not pray for the nation. The churches must be strengthened first, must be given a protective covering first. So the best news I have for you, UMC, as you join the firewall, is that, what, I don't know how many people you have in UMC, 4,000 of you, 5,000 of you? 5,000 of you praying prayers of protection over Pastor Chris Kam, over all the pastors of your church, over the ministries of your church, your youth ministry, your children's ministry. Wouldn't that be essential? Only after that you pray for other churches, and then you pray for the nation. That is what the pillars of the Malaysian United Firewall trains people who join it to do. Now, I want then to also share this with you. Those are the four pillars or missions, but there are three essential points you and I must understand about firewall, and they form the core foundations of the Malaysian firewall. The first is this: Jesus is the commander-in-chief, not us, not any human being, not any church, not any network, not any organization. When the Lord first called this, He brought us to understand that Jesus must be the commander-in-chief, number one. Number two is about the coming together. It's not about one church. And number three, it is about crossing over, Malaysia is crossing over from a pre-COVID to post-COVID, a new, not even a season, a new era that God's already wanting to bring Malaysia into. Now, first of all, let me talk about Jesus as commander-in-chief. You will know that Joshua, just before he went to take over Jericho, he had crossed the Jordan. He came to, in chapter 5, let me just read it, verse 13. Now, Joshua was near Jericho, and when he was about to enter Jericho, he looked up. He saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. Joshua went up to him and asked, "Are you for us or for our enemies?" "Neither," he replied, "but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come." Then Joshua fell face down to the ground in reverence and asked him, "What message does my Lord have for his servant?" Now look at verse 14. There are two parts. Joshua wants to go and take, Joshua knows he has to go into the promised land. But who is going to be the commander? Not him. So he has to appear. So the Lord appears to him and says, "This battle is nothing about you. The firewall is not about the firewall, okay? The 24-7 is not about the 24-7. These are just vehicles. The real truth is the firewall is bringing the people of God to look at and focus on and to obey the commander-in-chief. The Lord Jesus himself." It's almost as if Jesus said to me, "Give me back my church. Give me back my church." I felt the Lord saying to me, as a pastor, I felt like the Lord says, "I don't need you from now on, because we're entering into a different era of world history. Give me back my church and I will lead them. And you," said to me, "be like Joshua. You become my servant. What I tell you to do, you do." It is the most important fundamental truth about the firewall. It's not what we do. It's not about the 24 hours of praise and worship. It's only a vehicle. as God tells us what to do, that is what we will do. It's not even about what prayers we write. It's not the firewall. It's a means to an end, not an end in itself. The real truth is we are all coming back to focus and to return to Jesus, the Commander-in-Chief, who is going to lead us forward into this new season. That is why the coming together of the body is critical. And I want to bring two points. The prayer of unison. Jesus said, all right, Matthew chapter 18, I say to you, verse 19 and 20, if two of you on earth agree about anything, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. Where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I with them. So there's an agreement and there's a gathering. How do we do that? Good news is that we have the internet nowadays. We have a digital platform. It's so easy. Sign in, log in. Whatever time you log in, you are joining with other people who are logged in throughout the 24 hours on the firewall. And because we pray the same prayers, we are agreeing. Like for instance, if you go in now, you're agreeing about the covenant with God. Everyone, I don't know how many people are on the firewall right now. I really don't know. I can't remember. I don't know. Maybe 3,000. Are now agreeing that we want to return to be in covenant with God. We want to return. We don't want to just call God when we're in trouble and then abandon Him when we are not in trouble. We're also coming back this month, for instance, this next 2 weeks, coming back in agreement that we must now build our families again. Our families, we have neglected it. We have not brought them back into covenant with God. So there's a spirit of agreement. And when there's a spirit of agreement, God is in our midst. Second thing is about what's my favorite verses? Acts 1:14. And the disciples continued in one accord in prayer and supplication. And this is where I feel God is saying to us about the 24/7. It's a season of the gathering together into one common Zoom space. And there is a gathering in prayer and supplication. So even as we go in, you hear Tamil prayers. Even though I don't understand Tamil, I can feel their spirit. And I'm so excited. I'm agreeing with them. I hear family prayers. And this morning, I heard workplace prayers. There's a spirit that's drawing us all to come together in one accord. What does one accord mean? Homo thumadon, running in the same direction. What is the same direction? The Commander-in-Chief is speaking to us. And really, if you ask me, what on earth is God doing? He's actually preparing His people for something greater, far beyond what one church can do. And that is when we need to know we're entering a new season. Do you know, right in the beginning of March, when we began the launch of the firewall, one morning the Lord drew me to this verse. And it was just not a normal verse that I would normally remember. Song of Solomon's. It says in Song of Solomon's chapter 2, see, the winter is past, the rains are over and gone, flowers appear on the earth, the season of singing has come, the cooing of doves is heard in our land, the fig tree forms its early fruit, the blossoming vines spread their fragrance. Arise, come, my darling, my beautiful one, come with me. Wow, at that time, I felt something had shifted in Malaysia. I don't know if people caught it, but I caught it. I felt as if the Lord says, listen, it's no longer what it was before. I am in the land. Revival is already here. I'm here. The winter is gone. And you know something? Something very strange. I don't know if you notice it. In the month of March, Malaysia don't have cherry blossoms, right? But suddenly, around that 2 weeks after that, I can't remember now when it was, suddenly the whole of Malaysia had blooming blossoms. I can't remember the name of that tree, that we felt like cherry blossoms. We don't even need to go to Japan. The flowers are blooming. I felt the Lord, you see, I'm even giving you a physical sign that the season in Malaysia has changed. Now, if you had joined us last weekend, when we talked about don't miss the timing of God's visitation, God is already visiting Malaysia. If you and I miss it, we miss it. We cannot afford to miss it. We cannot afford to miss it. What happens in the visitation of the Lord? The sound of the cooing of the doves is heard in the land. What is the sound of the cooing of the doves? What does the doves indicate? Holy Spirit. Can dry bones live? The Lord said to me, yes, the Holy Spirit said, because I am in the land. And one of the most wonderful things is testimonies of even, you know, some of my young adults, you know, they're so disillusioned, so they love this word, languishing, all these kind of things, right? So one of my pastors decided to tell her young adults group, why don't you all come and take one slot, 1 hour slot on the firewall? So this group reluctantly told the pastor, well, since you say so, pastor, I have no choice, I go in law. Don't worry, it only happens in SIB, doesn't happen in UMC. So they went in. But in that 1 hour of worship, it was just worship and just prayers from the heart, crying to the Lord. Do you know, they came out of it so refreshed, so charged up, that they told their pastor, amongst ourselves, can we do it every week now? Isn't that amazing? And you know, they began to say, even as they then, the next week, they did it amongst themselves. One girl shared with the pastor, wow, I'm totally refreshed. Not only that, God is doing something different in my life. Do you know what? Because in that verse in Song of Solomon, the Lord is saying, arise, my darling, come with me. So the firewall is really about coming back to the Lord. And do you know what it is all about? It's about the Holy Spirit. It cannot be done by man, not by might, nor by power, but by His Holy Spirit. And that is why, please pray for us. Because it's by the Holy Spirit, the Lord spoke to me very, very clearly. He said to me, this whole work cannot be done in the flesh. So don't get your hands there. Don't imagine you know what to do. You have to follow me closely. The whole understanding that he gave me, which I will not read to you, was in Joshua chapter 3. When Joshua was told, take the children of Israel and cross the Jordan to enter the promised land. And in chapter 3, Joshua was told to tell the people a few things. Number one, consecrate yourselves. Number two, keep your eyes on the ark. Don't go too near it because it's holy ground, or too far away from it so that you cannot see it. Go near enough to follow it. And why must you follow the ark? It says in Joshua 3, verse 4, because you have never been this way before. Do you know something? What God is doing in Malaysia? Honestly, I speak to so many people, I hear so many people, people who have stood in prayer for the last 30 years, 40 years, more than I have been. They said, we have never seen anything like this before. Why? Because it's God that's doing it. It is the work of the Holy Spirit, not by might, nor by flesh, not because of our personality, not because of our organizational skills, but because it's the work of the Holy Spirit. So the question then is, should we join the work of the Holy Spirit? Well, it'd be a bit foolish not to, because when the Spirit moves and you move along with it, actually you don't have to do anything. You just flow with the wind of the Spirit. So who should join? Well, if you went to Nehemiah and understand the whole building of the wall of Jerusalem, he tells us, number one, the priest must join. It always starts with the priest. And that is why we actually didn't know that we would do 24 hours of praise and worship, right? We actually started with calling in the pastors to do a 24-hour solemn assembly on the day of Pentecost this year. And so 400 over pastors throughout Malaysia, can you imagine that, came and had 24 hours of solemn assembly, consecrated themselves state by state, language group by language group. In some of the language group, there was great repentance towards each other. Some were totally refreshed. The Tamil group said, we felt as if we had been had dew from heaven. And we ended up on that Pentecost Sunday by having Holy Communion. Can you imagine doing Holy Communion with 400 over pastors linked through the Zoom from every state in Malaysia? What had we done? The priests had started the rebuilding of the walls. Then after that, a week after that, the Lord says, start the 24/7 hours of worship. And that is when you have even, if you go to the Nehemiah's wall, the next generation came in. Workplace people came in. Residents from every region come in. Families with their sons and daughters in front of their house. So who should join the firewall? Come, everybody says, everyone should join the firewall. Why? Because it's the season of the cooing of the doves. The winter is gone, brothers and sisters. Spring is here. Do you not hear the cooing of the doves in the land? Praise the Lord. And I want to end by going back to Zechariah chapter 2. What is this all about? Turn to Zechariah chapter 2 and look at this. Look at this. Verse 10. Shout and be glad, O daughter of Zion, as you build your firewall. For I am coming and I will live among you. And verse 11, many nations, more and more people group, will be joined with the Lord in that day and will become my people. And I will live among you and you will know that the Lord Almighty is in our midst. Do you know something about this 24/7? This morning I noticed someone commented, and a guy is from US. Another one is from a lot from Singapore. In fact, on Thursday, Singapore, Indonesia and us is going to come together to host 2 hours of this time. And you really feel like God is doing something that's going beyond even the shores of Malaysia. And so God is doing a work far more than what we can ask or imagine. So dear MC, as I close, I just want to bless you. Come, let's join together. Listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. And let's come together with one voice, one heart, in unison of heart and spirit, and follow the Lord. Let the Commander of Chief lead us forward into this new era of world history. Are you ready to do that? If you are ready, come on your chat groups, even where you are in your house, raise your hand and say, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready. And I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you. Heavenly Father, this is a mighty church that you have built. You have never forgotten its beginnings, its roots. And Lord, you who began a good work in the UMC, in all the different churches in Malaysia, will bring it to completion. GMC, I want to release this over you. Your destiny is still in God's hands. And as you bring yourself back to the purpose of God, God will lead you into the next season of your destiny. I hear the voice of God saying to me, I'm going to refresh my people. And you will see once again me dig these wells of revival in the hearts of the people that I planted revival into them many years ago. So Lord, I want to bless you, MC. I want to bless every work that they have done, and now it will bear fruit. I want to bless their pastors. I want to bless the members. I want to bless the families. I want to bless every ministry. Father, I know that today you're going to bless them, and you're going to let them see that there will be fruit in the labor of their hands. So Lord, we ask that you, by the Holy Spirit, draw us into this season of what you're doing. Lord, we need you. We humbly submit ourselves to you. Forgive us, Lord, for very often our ears cannot hear. But Lord, may this be a season where our ears will hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. So bless our ears, O Lord God. Open our ears to hear, our eyes to see, and our minds to perceive, so that our heart can be fully devoted towards you. And let all God's people say, yea and amen. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.